Let's get into our community conversation. It's brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, and joined now by the Charles City Community Fund. We want to say good morning to Brian Fuller and Brandy Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we've got a couple of things that you want to stress on here today. Brian, let's again remind people what the Charles City Community Fund does, how you guys operate, and what's your mission and goal?
Okay. Well, our goal really is to support the great agencies that work hard to improve the quality of life in Floyd County. Every year we give out the money that we raised the previous year. This last year we gave out checks to 21 local nonprofits, totaling $39,000. We raise our money every year through our annual giving campaign that's going on right now, and also our three events, which is the bowling tournament, the Full Moon 5K, and our cornhole at the fair.
Let's give an update on the goal you're getting. Now, you guys were here a couple of weeks ago and gave an update at that time, and you're chopping away at that thing.
Yes. Just a couple of weeks ago, we needed $11,000 to hit our goal. Right now, we're sitting at $4,500 we need to hit our goal. So we've made some really good progress.
All right. And if people want to donate to help you get across the finish line, what's the best way to do that?
Well, regardless of whether you can give $5 or $5,000, you can do it in a number of ways. You can go to our website at charlescitycommunityfund.org and click Donate Now. Or you can call me at 228-0146. And make your pledge. Now, we do have a little caveat that I had a phone call this morning with someone that wants to stay anonymous, but that person is going to match any donations that I get this morning, so that'd be before noon today. If you call me on my cell phone and make a pledge, we'll be able to match that. So if you give five, it'll become 10. If you give 1,000, it'll become 2,000.
All right. Is there a cap on that in terms of how much they're willing to?
1,000.
Okay, up to 1,000. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And Brian, can you give us a sense of what the contributions that you pass along to these nonprofit organizations, what it means to them to have those funds?
Oh yeah, some of the organizations that help use it for certain portions of their budget. So, like as an example, the YMCA uses the money that we give them for scholarships for people that can't afford a membership there, and that's the youth scholarships.
Brandy?
Foster grandparents uses it to help with the training purposes because they're required to do training.
And the Arts Center, I know, has bought a computer with the money that we gave them. It was either last year or the year before that.
Derek Abbott with the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts will often apply for money for certain projects. In the past, I can remember certain kinds of tents. I think sleeping bags. So there's a wide variety of ways that we help, but yeah, we do support agencies that help young people, old people, people in crisis, in couples. And I mean, 21 local nonprofit agencies is significant for a small community like ours. And we're very blessed to be in this community because the people here do give.
Yeah. And now, I guess, and you guys, the funds you provide aren't like the sole funding source for these organizations, but it certainly helps and kind of allows them to free up some time so they don't have to spend so much time fundraising to just, focus on the services they provide.
Right. And then some organizations get quite a bit of money from certain grants that have to be spent towards a certain area. So that leaves them with a huge gap where they can't even operate unless they get other funding. And so we help provide some of that at times, too.
All right. Brian Fuller, Brandy Johnson here, Charles City Community Fund. Brian, we'll have you reiterate how people can donate here when we wrap things up. You mentioned you've got kind of three main fundraisers. So one of them is coming up here about a month away.
Yeah.
Brandy, talk about the bowling tournament coming up.
Well, on January 24th, which is a Saturday, we're having our 15th annual nine-pin bowling tournament, out at the Comet Bowl. This is a really fun day of, hanging out at the bowling alley. And we're going to have two shifts this year. I think last year was our first year being able to do being able to do two shifts of play. One will be at 1 and one will be at 4. It's a flighted tournament, so you're not required to be an excellent bowler because of the way that you score a flighted tournament. There's going to be cash prizes. There will be door prizes. There will be 50-50 raffle. It's a four-person team, $25 a person or $100 a team. And you can contact good old Mike McCarty at 641-220-3080 if you'd like to register for that. Or you can go to, or you can email us at charlescitycommunityfund@gmail.com.
15th annual nine pin bowling tournament, Comet Bowl, January 24th. 15th annual. When you guys, I don't know how long you guys have been involved with the Charles City Community Fund, but when you started the bowling tournament, did you envision making 15 years? That's a pretty good milestone.
Yes. We did not envision becoming what it is today. It's been a lot of hard work to get there.
All right. Again, Brian Fuller, Brandy Johnson, Charles City Community Fund joining us. If people want more information about the Community Fund and the inner workings of what you guys do and how they can help, and give us some contact information there.
Okay. You can, again, email us at charlescitycommunityfund@gmail.com. You can go to contact us through our website at charlescitycommunityfund.org, or you can call me, Brian Fuller, at 228-0146. And I want to reiterate, this is the first time we've had a matching fund that we've been able to announce on the radio. So this is a kind of exciting thing. So hopefully we'll get a lot of phone calls this morning with a pledge.
All right. And again, that's going to go until noon. Again, they're at $4,500 away from their goal. So if you could reach that and match, you almost cut that in half.
Right.
By lunchtime.
So. Yes.
All right. So one more time, your phone number, Brian, if people want to donate and yep. help out and get their double their impact.
Yep. Call or text 228-0146.
All right. Find more information, charlescitycommunityfund.org online. I'm Mark Pitts. Brian, Brandy, thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
All right. Our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on KCHA.